Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KWXY. We also invite you, as we do each week, to subscribe to our podcast. It's really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. This show, of course, is produced by my team of very dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Andrea is on the board today. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. We really appreciate it. And today on the show, we are very proud to have our Palm Springs High School Spirit of the Sands Band Director, Mr. Brian Engelson. Welcome.
Hello, Joan.
Thanks for being here. And two of our student board members, Oliver Trinidad. He's a junior trumpeter.
Hello.
Welcome. Is a trumpeter?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
You play the trumpet. I wasn't sure about the trumpeter, but I thought that was... I know it's a trombonist and a flautist, but it's a trumpeter, right? Kind of?
Trumpeter, maybe?
Oh, I don't know. Trumpeter. Oh, I like that. Okay. And Janon Cameronisi. And
hi.
She's also a junior. She's a member of the Visual Corps. We'll explain to everybody what that is. I know, but we'll have you explain in just a little bit. So, Mr. Engelson, how long have you been at Palm Springs High School?
This is my 23rd year.
Wow. And the whole time as director of bands.
Director of bands. I'm also the department chair for fine arts or
and
performing arts.
Just unbelievable. What we could spend the whole half hour talking about all of the accolades for the Spirit of the Sands band, but we won't do that because we have a full slate of exciting activities coming up, so we'll focus on that. But suffice it to say that it seems like every year there's some kind of a groundbreaking, something new that's never been done by anybody, and we're very proud.
Well, thank you. Well, we try to keep it fresh.
Yeah, well, and you do. There's always something. There's either a trip to go places that students have never been, or an honor or a performance that's never happened. And we have one of those coming up, and we'll talk about that soon. But first, I want to start with something that's coming up actually a little over a week from now, and that is the World Association of Marching Show Bands World Championships. And talk about first. This is a first. Tell us all about what that is.
Well, it is a first. This is the first time that the World Championships are being held in the United States. They've literally been held all over the world, from Sydney, Australia, to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, to Japan, to parts of Europe, England, Germany, and Canada. And the organization is about 20 years old, and it's the premier organization for marching bands. And they just don't do marching bands. They also promote concert, jazz, drum lines, parade bands, and then, of course, field show bands.
So are these all, is it all high schools?
No, actually, it's a mix. We have high schools. We actually have middle or primary schools coming in, as well as community-based bands. You know, we are so fortunate here in North America, especially Canada and the United States, to have music education programs that are housed within schools. Many parts of the world, bands are exclusively community groups, and many of these organizations have members that might range from 7 or 8 years in age right up to 70 or 80 years of age. And it's really amazing that they come together, and this organization accepts these groups in addition to school-based organizations, and allows them to come together to share their music and compete for the world championship.
So is this something that Palm Springs High School has competed in at all?
We have been to events before. My wife and I are judges with the World Association of Marching Show Bands. We judged in Indonesia 3 years ago. We were over in Ramstein, Germany. We judged in Canada, and we've judged over in Spain and England. It's an organization that really promotes music education, and it's here in the United States. There's a number of members scattered throughout the United States, but I think it's a very progressive organization, and I think part of hosting it here in the United States for the first time is the hope that more organizations will commit to a one world type of system for competitive and performance-based activities.
So the answer essentially is no. Well, you know, I mean, and I that's not meant as a criticism or as a, but I'm trying to get a feel for, so how many, how do you get to the world championships in the first place? Does it start out at a regional level and progress? And
right. Well, every country, again, because there's so much diversity throughout the world in terms of the way they handle music education programs, every country has its own way in which they adjudicate their bands. Mm-hmm. And so some countries, it's a county or provincial type of system. There are some countries where they only have a national board. Here in the United States, especially here in Southern California, we have so many different organizations.
Right.
I think there's six just in, so
yeah,
in Southern California alone. So as long as bands have qualified in some of these, within their regional or national or provincial organizations, then if they, submit their audition materials and have been recognized by the local organizations, then they'll be accepted to the International World Championships as a preliminary member. Then they compete when they get here, and then from there they will be taken into the finals, and eventually a winner will be named.
So not only is this event going to be held for the first time in the United States, but the host city is the city of Palm Springs. And how cool is that?
I think it's
very
exciting.
So it's going to be at the Richard Center for the Arts?
It's at the Richard Center for the Arts. It's also at Ralph Watts Stadium. And then it's also downtown Palm Springs. There's six major events that are taking place during the 4 days of the festival. We're going to be holding a opening ceremony at City Hall on November 28th. And then on November 29th, the Richard Center hosts the concert and jazz bands, basically the sit-down, more formal types of groups. And we have a group coming in from China, a primary school from Shili, Sichuan province, that's going to be competing in that event. Then the next day we have the parade band preliminaries. And parade band, especially in Europe, is very popular. This is where they will take a field and they'll actually do maneuvers on the field. And there's certain things that they have to do, right turns, left turns. They need to expand, they need to come back together, they need to do counter march, all the time moving forward and playing. Then that evening, that's the Thursday evening, then we're having a drumline jam downtown as part of street fair, and the bands will come together and all of the drum lines are going to compete in sort of a round robin type of thing. And that's a lot of fun. And this is something that's growing just by leaps and bounds in Asia in particular, but all over the world, the drum lines are really stealing from each other and trying to one-up each other. And it's just a really, really fun event to get the drummers together. And then they usually jam at the end. Then the next day, we finish off the finals of the parade band. Then we have preliminaries for the visiting bands for the field show competition, usually what we would call halftime show type performances. Then that night, we're holding a dinner for 1,500 people, and all of the bands will come together at Palm Springs High. Then the Saturday, we have the local band preliminaries, the finals in the afternoon, then all of the bands will be involved with the Festival of Lights Parade. And then at the end of the Festival of Lights Parade, everyone's gathering at Francis Stevens Park, and we're going to do a mass band, and the groups are going to play the Hymn of All Nations by Sibelius, commemorate the universality of music. I think it's going to be an incredible performance by about 2,300 musicians, and then we will transfer the flag to the host country of the next World Championships.
How cool. So is Palm Springs High Band involved in the finale?
Yeah, we're organizing the
right.
event. We, of course, will be marching the Festival of Lights
right.
Parade. And then as the groups come in, we'll help them to get lined up. And then we'll be a part of that group that is doing the big finale at the end.
Is there any charge for any of these events?
During the week for the actual performances, we have a guest pass. I think for all the events, it's $35 or $10 a day for the individual events.
Okay, and the website is psworldmusic.com, and you can get your tickets online. You could probably get them at the door.
Yeah, you can get them at the door. The online, I think, is closed now.
Okay.
But you're able to get them at the door.
All right.
And as well, there's some links on there to web pages from these groups from all over the world. So it's kind of neat to look. They're not all in English, but it's sort of neat to see what they're doing, and there's links to their YouTube pages and whatnot.
How cool.
It's going to be pretty phenomenal.
How cool. I don't want to leave our students out here. We've been gabbing a long time without even talking to them. Oliver, how exciting is this for the city of Palm Springs and for you as a band member?
Well, I think this is amazing. It's with this band, like Palm Springs High School, we get so many amazing opportunities, and this is just one of them. First time this is ever in America. And you'd think that with bands coming from different countries that speak a bunch of different languages, like Germany and Brazil, that it wouldn't work. Like language barriers, it would be so weird. But thanks to music, like, it's just a universal language, and it makes it so much easier, and it makes it so amazing that we can all come together and have a great opportunity.
Very well said. How long have you been playing the trumpet?
I've been playing for 6 years.
Cool. And you're a junior, so we won't put you on the spot about what you're going to do after college, after high school, but do you plan to continue after you graduate?
After I graduate, I plan on doing it through college and becoming a music teacher.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. And how about you, Janon? What do you think about this world championships coming here?
Well, I think Oliver summarized it pretty well. It's a really amazing opportunity. I'm so excited to meet new people. Like, they're from all over the world and they have so many different experiences, and I'd love to see how, while music is a universal languages always have different interpretations, so I'd love to see how the styles are different and how they take music and just change it and bring their own life to it. I think that'd be really interesting.
And what a great cultural experience to meet all these students from other countries. That's really, really cool. Janon, for those who don't know what the Visual Corps is, can you explain that?
The Visual Corps is the visual element to the music. So it's often characterized by flag twirlers. We twirl flags. Some people will twirl rifles or air blades. I'm an air blade and a flag person. You can also dance along, and it just adds a visual element to the music.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing visual chorus since my freshman year, so about 2 years, but I have been dancing longer since.
Are most of the members of the visual corps, are they mostly dancers?
Some are dancers, some are gymnasts. It's a real mix, so.
To be pretty friendly with the person who's in charge of the visual corps at Palm Springs High.
I have the best visual corps director in the world, and that's Beverly Engelson.
Oh, same last name. Well,
yeah.
You know. And they tend to keep everything in the family around here. Brian's son is the director of bands at Desert Hot Springs High School, and doing a fabulous job.
Doing a phenomenal job.
They did the open. How proud were you?
Extremely.
They did the welcome back. It was fabulous. I love the way he dances when the band plays. It's great.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And their band is coming down to perform as well, as are a number of other local bands. So it's going to be exciting.
Very cool. And I don't want to run out of time because there's another exciting event. So go to psworldmusic.com. You can get all the information about what's happening when. And if you can't come to anything else, then definitely come to the Festival of Lights Parade, because that's free. And all these bands will be involved. And then I assume the award ceremony is free, too.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
That will be a fun party. And that just to hear all the bands play at the end will be
a couple thousand
fabulous.
People playing.
Yeah.
And it's going to be pretty incredible.
That's awesome. Okay, so moving on You guys are going to be spending, and I assume you guys are going, you're going to be spending a pretty special New Year's Day, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll let Mr. Engelson fill in the blanks, but Oliver, tell us what's happening on New Year's Day 2018.
Around the beginning of 2017, we were invited by the Lord Mayor of London to come perform at the London New Year's Day Parade.
Wow.
Yeah.
How cool. And are you guys excited?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever, Janana, have you ever been to Europe before?
I have. Yes, I have. I've been to Croatia and Slovenia with the last trip.
With the band. Yeah. Unbelievable. So, Brian, how did this invitation come about?
Well, we've been over to Europe a number of times, and the organizers of the New Year's Parade Committee, they're very aware of what we do, and they had the Lord Mayor coming over and asked if we were interested. And these days and times, we looked at safe travels, and it's one of the most phenomenal opportunities, not only for the marching band, but we're also performing at Cadogan Hall, which is home of the Royal Philharmonic. So the students are performing concerts, and then our jazz band was asked to perform for the Lord Mayor on his New Year's Day celebration and the awards ceremony. So it's just a really exciting time.
Wait, so that's separate from the parade?
That's separate from the parade, yeah. So we have a full concert, we have the parade, and then we have this jazz, this awards jazz performance. So,
how exciting, you guys. What do you think?
It's going to be great.
Did you go to Slovenia too?
No, I haven't. This is my first time going overseas.
Beautiful. That's so great. So how many students are going?
We have a group of about 105, I think, right now. So,
wow.
Yeah,
so you've been fundraising for the past year?
Yes. Yeah. Fundraising is part of being in a band.
I guess so, because you guys go to pretty fabulous places, and you have to raise money for that.
Well, the way I look at it, travel is the very best form of education. And I think in today's world, for our students, I think because of globalization and because of the need to understand what's happening with other cultures, there is nothing like being able to take students overseas, and especially when they're performers and they're invited guests of the host country.
Absolutely. So how long is the trip?
It's about 8 days. And
during winter break?
During winter break. And we, of course, have the performances, but we also have arranged, they'll be seeing the usual London sites, the Tower of London and whatnot, but we're also taking them to Windsor Castle, to Stonehenge. They're going to have an opportunity to see where Harry Potter was shot, and it's a very, very exciting tour.
Well, if you could see the faces of our guests here, you could tell they're very excited. I mean, what a great opportunity. That's very cool. So you guys weren't in the band yet. I mean, can't be, because it was you weren't. But one of the things that I will never forget, it's been kind of a highlight for me in being in the school district 17 years, was getting the news that the Spirit of the Sands band is going to perform at the second inaugural parade for President Obama. I'm still speechless about it.
That was one of the most, I think it's one of the most incredible experiences, certainly of my life and my wife's, and the students that were involved with the inaugural. It's truly one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. And you can't imagine the feeling walking in the footsteps of the presidents and being in D.C. at that time, and the literally millions of people that surrounded us on the streets, and it was just a magical, magical time.
And how many bands were there total in the whole country? I mean, not that many.
Well,
the only one from California, right?
Basically, one from each state is invited, and then the president and the vice president are allowed to invite one each. but there were 2,850 bands that applied, and we ended up being able to represent the state.
And they didn't give you a whole lot of notice either. What was it, like 8 weeks?
Oh, no.
Was it less than that?
It was 5.5 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. And
then we, you know, the probably the most challenging part, in addition to raising the money, because, you know, at that point they hadn't told anybody that this was happening, and to travel from California, it's not like you can jump on a bus.
Right.
So we had to raise the money, but then getting all of the Secret Service clearances, the Department of Defense clearances, it was literally 24/7 for 5 weeks, and one of the most intense experiences of my life and my wife's life, but definitely so.
If anybody could pull it off, it's the Spirit of the Sands band. So the official band of not only Palm Springs High School but the city of Palm Springs, and very proud. I know that not only the school, not only the school district, but the city is very proud of its band. So you guys, summarize for me what your experiences have been over the past 2 years plus. You know, you're in your third year in the band, and what kind of experiences have you had overall, and the friendships that you formed? And
well, it's crazy. It's just when you're in middle school and then you're getting ready to graduate and go on to high school, you really don't know what to expect.
Right.
I don't know. You go online, you hear some stories about how people in band always want to do bad things to the freshmen stuff. But first day you walk in during band camp, and everybody is just so amazing. They just accept you right in. They make you feel part of the family. And yeah, they're just 24/7. There's so many performances, and there's so many great opportunities that we have to go. And then next year you get to welcome in some freshmen. The year after that too, you get to welcome in more. And it's just, we're just such a big family, and it's just such an amazing opportunity.
Yeah. Why do you have music in front of you? Were you going to sing or play something for me?
I'm not sure.
Do you have your trumpet with you? Were
no,
you
going to
play something? Oh, okay. I didn't want to pass up the opportunity if you had plans to do something with that music in front of you. How about you, Janon?
Well, I came in as this little itty bitty freshman, and Oliver's right. They really do welcome you in. The seniors took me right under their wing, and they taught me how to twirl the flag, because I never handled one before. And they taught me how to do that. And there are a bunch of performances, but just to have the opportunity to perform for all these different audiences is really rare, especially among a high school band. And I was lucky. My freshman year, I got to go to Croatia and Slovenia with the band, and we got to perform in all these amazing places, and we got to see these sights. And I know I wouldn't have been able to leave, I wouldn't have been able to go on that trip if it hadn't been for band.
Right. That's fabulous. And speaking of that, so Brian, you have the World Championships at the end of November or beginning of March, and I mean December, and then you will be going at the end of December to London. But I have no doubt that you must have other things that are in between that, because you guys are always busy during the holiday season. So
oh yeah, well, we really pride ourselves in service, and I think it's one of the things that's really important to teach students. And so we're very active in the community. Right when school started this year, we were involved with Comic-Con since its inception. So we not only had the band performing last year and this year, welcoming the guests, and there's about 10 to 12,000 people there. Then we also, they asked me to conduct the Comic-Con orchestra this year. So we had students, part of the condition for me doing it was having the students paired with professionals from all over Southern California. And so we did movie and game show, or gaming music, with video playing behind it. And we did 2 one-hour concerts. It was just phenomenal.
Oh, wow. And you guys involved in that?
Yes, I was.
Oh, cool.
So that was a great start to the year. And then, of course, we had football season. And then we get into homecoming parade, Veterans Day parade, and concert. They now have us do the Veterans concert after the parade to salute all of our wonderful veterans, and the fireworks after that. Man, the golf cart parade in Palm Desert, because we just don't stay in Palm Springs. We're throughout the valley. We do the Patriot Ride, which salutes veterans. Tim Esser's wonderful, wonderful organization that supports those folks. And then coming up, we'll have the tour to Palm Springs that supports all of these nonprofit organizations.
Do you have a winter concert so people can come?
We do.
Come
The winter concert, I think, is December the 10th, I believe, 9th or 10th. It's on our website. If you go to psband.org,
easy.
There's lots of information there about the band and about our upcoming performances, and really wonderful at the Richard Center. So, and we're working on a couple of professional groups as well. We're looking at bringing Tim Welsh over from Vegas. He's an Elvis impersonator. Last year, we played at the show with him.
Oh, that's right.
And Tim's looking at coming over to help us out before our performing arts department does Bye Bye Birdie. And it would be a fundraiser for the performing arts department, and we're kind of excited about that. So.
Is that what the spring musical is, Bye Bye Birdie, this year?
Right, right.
Wow, that's a cool one.
Yeah, so we're excited.
Fun.
Yeah, very excited.
And you guys, like, I mean, last year with Annie, there's definitely huge collaboration within the performing arts department at Palm Springs High School.
We had about 160 students directly involved with the production, and then about another 450 who were involved through their classes. And we produced a book in conjunction with Becky Patterson, the director of the Arts Institute and Fine Arts Chair. And so we had poetry from students. We did some, the history classes actually did some research into Palm Springs High that was a product of the New Deal. And of course, Annie being based in the Depression era, there was a beautiful tie there for students to have that individual connection to what the story
is
was.
Is that about. Exhibit still up at the art gallery, or is it come down?
The art gallery, they took that one down. We're going to be doing another one for Bye Bye Birdie. We do have the book still available, though. It's just a beautiful piece of work with different posters that were designed for Annie in several different art styles and background information, some writing by some of the students. It's just an incredible, multidisciplinary, really incredibly articulated, well-articulated project, and we're going to try to recreate it this year with Bye Bye Birdie.
Were you guys involved in Annie?
Yeah, I was part of the pit band for Annie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's just such a cool experience because it's really professional. They have some professional musicians working with us, and most of the time, since we're band, we don't see strings that often.
Right.
But with the pit orchestra, there's a lot of strings, so there's a lot of conjunction with that, and it's a fun experience.
Very cool. And Janon, you're being in the visual corps, so you're primarily involved with marching band, right?
Yes, but we do also participate in concerts as well.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
So you guys are on stage then too? Like while the band's performing on stage?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And they should back up the jazz band too. So we have
they're
involved with all the facets.
Awesome. So proud of you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank
Brian,
you.
Of
Thank
course.
You.
The district's very proud of you and the Spirit of the Sands band. And don't forget to come out for the World Association of Marching Show Bands WAMSUB. I don't know.
WAMSUB.
What is it?
WAMSUB.
WAMSUB. Yeah. Okay. That's the acronym. And it's at the Richard Center for the Arts, November 28th to December 2nd. A whole bunch of different activities and event. So go to psworldmusic.com to get a schedule, and then you can come to the door to get your either day ticket or ticket for the whole shebang.
Right.
And then it will conclude at the Festival of Lights Parade. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Next
Joan.
Week, our guest will be our arts coordinator, Louisa Castrodill. She will no doubt be bringing one of our many community arts partners. Our show airs each Sunday on AM 1340 KWXY. Our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New and press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.